Hey, the race director for the River to River Run, my friend Brad Dillard's on the other end of the line this morning. Brad, how are you this morning, pal?
Well, it's not so good. Not exactly a Chamber of Commerce day, it looks like, today or tomorrow, Tom.
No, the River to River Run is one of these incredible things that go on in Southern Illinois. If you can imagine a race from Ohio to the Mississippi to Golconda, but the weather has been something that's plagued you in the past. What are your plans as it stands when we see a 90% chance of rain, more likely showers tomorrow, and 46 for a high? What's your plan?
Well, if you're going to have a race that's going to go 80 miles across Southern Illinois, and we have a lot of contingency plans, and so the two areas that cause us the most concern, Tom, are the pre-start and start areas in Pine Hills, which are very rugged rural terrain, and then we have two exchanges over by Blue Sky Winery that have low water crossings, and so there's a better than decent chance that at some point today I'll tell teams that we'll actually have to go to our backup start plan, and we won't use the normal start areas, and instead we'll start down on State Forest Road near Wolf Lake, but we'll wait and make that decision a little later today when we have a better handle on the weather. We've only had to do that three times in the 30-year history of the relay, but this may turn out to be the fourth. Those two water crossings I mentioned over by Blue Sky Winery on Water Valley Road, we've never had to detour around those, but again, we have contingency plans in place to route traffic around if we can't get across those due to heavy rain.
And with the sheer amount, and we're talking about 3 inches here in some people's forecast too. So those crossings, and I know exactly where you're talking about because they kind of rush. But see, here's the other thing, Brad. You've got to stay in touch with your runners as far as the race this weekend, but also it's the motorists this weekend. If they are concerned about the weather, they're distracted in relationship to your runners. This is something we want to emphasize this weekend along the route, the weather and the cars sharing the road in inclement conditions.
Absolutely. It's tough conditions on any normal year, and so we just ask all the motorists and people in Southern Illinois, they're going to be out in those areas, to have extra caution. I've seen you've had some coverage about some accidents the last few days on I-57, so we just want people to be extra cautious. We'll have plenty of law enforcement. We'll have a lot of great dedicated volunteers that will still hang in with us through this weather, but we just ask people to be careful, slow down, and be on the lookout for runners. And we may be in some areas that we're not normally in if we have to pull the strings on a couple of these detour routes. People may see us, they're not used to seeing us.
And also at times that they're not used to seeing you.
Absolutely. The teams already know, and I've already told them, nobody's going to qualify for the 2020 Olympics with this weather, with what we've got going on tomorrow. So it's going to be survival of the fittest, and there may be a couple of exchanges where teams have to pick up runners and have to miss them, but the important thing is to get safely from one side of the state to the other, and hopefully we'll see everybody in Golconda in one piece.
How many teams, Brad?
We got 250 teams again this year, Tom, filled up in about 10 minutes last fall.
Yeah, I knew it would. I knew it would. Hey, pal, I got to get running. Need something, call me, will you?
Great. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. See you soon.
Take care.
All right, buddy.
Bye.